USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
All 143 people on a plane that skidded off a runway and wound up in the Jacksonville, Florida River Friday were saved in a dramatic rescue, but their pets were not as lucky. Captain Mike Connors, the commanding officer, says their first priority was to get all the people on the plane to safety.
I had learned that there were pets aboard the aircraft, and my heart immediately sank because I'm a pet owner myself. And cannot imagine what the pet owners were going through.
It was a wild end to the Kentucky Derby. In a tweet, President Trump blames political correctness for a controversial decision at Churchill Downs that led to the disqualification of the apparent winner in favor of a 65-1 long shot. Undefeated Maximum Security crossed the finish line at Churchill Downs on Saturday ahead of Country House and Code of Honor. But 15 minutes later, following a rider's objection, Maximum Security was stripped of the title after stewards ruled that the horse had impeded War of Will, given the win to Country House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
The Mexican government has abruptly changed its approach to the rising number of migrants passing through the country, no longer welcoming and assisting them, but instead arresting, detaining, and turning back members of the caravans. Despite that, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells Fox News the situation at the southern border remains unresolved.
You have to do two fundamental things. Change the asylum law, build the border security wall. Those two things have to happen first, and the Democrats just don't want to go there because for them it's all about politics.
The Trump administration is considering a measure that would empower U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials to hold interviews with potential asylum seekers and decide on the spot whether to allow illegal immigrants claiming asylum onto the next phase of immigration control. Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democratic candidate for president, is criticizing the president's efforts to negotiate a nuclear testing deal with North Korea one day after that country test-fired several short-range projectiles from its eastern coast. The Minnesota Democrat says the president is not working with our allies as he should. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You better check your freezers. Tyson is now expanding their March recall of chicken strips due to more people finding foreign material in their food. We get more on that story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st of last year and March 8th of this year. The product was shipped to retailers nationwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week the U.S. wants the people of Venezuela to shape their country's future.
Our mission is to work with a large coalition, now 50 countries plus, who are determined to restore democracy and then ultimately a productive economy to Venezuela.
And on Fox News, Pompeo had strict words on Sunday for Russia's foreign minister, saying Russians, like every other country, should get out.
We want the Venezuelan people not to have interference from any country, whether it's China or Russia. You now have Iranians on the ground in Venezuela. We know about the long history with a couple of thousand Cuban thugs essentially controlling that country today. The United States wants all other countries out of this nation and allow the Venezuelan people to restore their own democracy. We're confident that we're going to achieve that, and I couldn't tell you what day, but it will happen.
Washington and Moscow accuse each other of interfering in Venezuela's internal affairs, and Pompeo has raised the prospect of U.S. military intervention. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.